This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Moral Markets and Predatory Lending. Nothing like 10 or more hours on an airplane to get some reading done. Reading Evan Osnos' award-winning book on modern China, Age of Ambition, Chasing Fortune, Truth, and Faith in New China, was interesting, especially having read earlier versions of some of the chapters in The New Yorker. He told one story of popular pushback on a country's new value structure that included unhealthy doses of greed, bribes, and sometimes outright corruption involving a Minnesota-born Harvard philosophy professor named Michael J. Sandel, who has become something of a rock star for many in China, speaking to small stadium crowds of 10 to 15,000 people, driven by a huge fan base for his online philosophy courses. Importantly, he has taken exception to the notion that everything in business and life can be, and perhaps should be, allowed to have a price or financial value. In his book, What Money Can't Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets, which I also tracked down and read with great interest, he argues that markets also have to reflect morality. Now, this is radical stuff. Mandel goes after many economists, from Nobel Prize winner Kenneth Arrow to more modern sages who argue, almost ideologically, that markets are inherently efficient and essentially that a price can be set in the exchange of almost anything. Sandel calls them out, in some cases, for simply fudging on the question of when moral issues arise. He takes it one step farther, though, flatly arguing that markets should not exist for some things because there is no way to eliminate coercion that comes from less than voluntary choices that economists postulate. Agreeing, for example, with the Beatles that money can't buy love, Sandel makes a convincing case that there is almost no way that the market for sex, as understood in prostitution, can eliminate abuse, coercion, and other moral elements. Similarly, he criticized proposals that would create a market for migrants and refugees where these victims of war, globalization, and economic misfortune could be shuffled off to other countries in exchange for hard currency, much as people were paid to fight in a civil war in the United States in order to avoid the draft, though he does not use that example. He is clear that when it comes to climate change, that there are moral issues that are not resolved on market-based programs like cap and trade, where countries continue polluting and exchange their irreparable damage to the environment in exchange for something helping protect a rainforest in a country involved in releasing less greenhouse gas. Joining the Chinese, I was silently cheering and standing in quiet applause as I flew across the Atlantic for home. Disappointingly, though, in the scores of examples Sandel offers of markets where morality should resist monetization, I kept waiting for him to frontally tackle all too common financial practices by money transfer organizations, banks, payday lenders, and the like that are inherently predatory and therefore, by his reason, blatantly immoral. It seemed obvious. People were desperate for money and forced by the market to pay whatever the rate, no matter how high or absurd, based on that desperation. There is no choice involved. Nothing is voluntary about taking a Wanga loan for 1,509% interest or getting a refund anticipation loan from a tax preparer on your income tax refund for 400% or more. Money lending with interest is even as seen as immoral in the Muslim religion, so this is not an unexamined market. Sandel's book was excellent, and his voice needs to be heard as clearly in our home of the brave, free, and unequal as it is being now heard in China, despite the fact that I can't keep from scratching my head at why he is giving predatory lending in all forms and fashions a free ride thus far, when the demand for a moral market there is heard far and wide. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.